The San Jose Barracuda present Barracuda Bonus, a final in-depth look at tonight's action.
Slow start for the Barracuda. They fall behind 2-0 after a period, and they could never dig their way out. They made it interesting with a second period goal as we went into the third. It was a 2-1 score, but the Knights just explode in the final period. They pot 3 goals and route to a 5-2 win. So Henderson picks up its first win in 4 attempts against the Barracuda, and they elude being swept on home ice during the season series. We welcome you back inside the Lees Family Forum in Henderson, Nevada. The Barracuda won yesterday 5-2. The Knights came back with an extra step, an extra jump to their game. They were really the better team from the onset, and they carried it throughout the game en route to the win. And for Henderson, they have been dismal here at home. They pick up just their third win of the season on home ice. They are now 3-11 at home. They're 8-21 on the year, up to 16 points. Barracuda stay put at 36 points. They are now 17-10-0-2, and they remain a .500 team on the road. They've been a dominating team at home. The road has been a completely different story. They are now 7-7-0-1 on visiting ice. Let's recap this one. At 9:18 of the first period, former Shark Kalen Addison would receive a drop pass from Georgi Denisenko, as Georgi Romanov had made some outstanding saves before that point, but Addison receiving the drop feed on the right side as he entered the zone would beat Romanov stick side against the grain, and the Knights were up 1-0 halfway through the first. Vision quickly, here's a chance in tight for Rabinitz, but he fanned on the puck that was sitting in the blue paint. Knights with a good start here so far, but a 0-0 score. Denisenko for Addison, shoots and scores! Knights jump out to a 1-0 lead on the goal by Addison, his second of the year, at 9:18 from Denisenko and Brabinitz, and the Knights were off and running in the first period. They were not done, and again, it was a defenseman chipping in with a goal. A great individual effort by Gage Quinney. Steals the puck away, then splits a couple of Barracuda defenders. Spots Haig coming down from the left point right on the tape, and Haig makes no mistake as the Knights jump out to a 2-0 lead in the first. The pressure got through, the pressure back post! He's able to set up an uncontested Haig, and it's a goal for the Knights. What a move by Gage Quinney, just snaking his way through two different Barracuda skaters, and then finds Haig coming out from the point, banks it home. It's a 2-0 Silver Knights lead. Barracuda would outshoot the Knights 13-11. They had a good finish to the period, putting the final 7 shots on net, but it was the slow start that really plagued them, and we would go into the intermission with the Knights leading by a score of 2-0. The second period was a different score. Although the Barracuda fell into some penalty trouble, they took 3 straight minor penalties, including back-to-back that had 5 seconds of carryover for a 5-on-3. And on that second minor against the Cuda in the second period, Cardwell called for holding at 6:16. The Barracuda would find a way to get on the board. An outstanding individual effort by Colin Graff, with 3 different Knights defending. He was able to chop at the puck and beat Akira Schmid through the 5-hole. For Colin Graff, he snaps a 14-game goalless drought with the goal. His first shorty of his pro career. 6th goal of the year. Time of the unassisted tally at 6:52, and it gave the Barracuda instant life in the second period. Robbins trying to get to the loose puck. It was returned back towards the Barracuda line. Now Graff, a chance, shorthanded. He scores! Colin Graff takes a swipe at the puck, and it beats Akira Schmid through the 5-hole along the ice. It's a shorthanded goal. It's the Barracuda's first shorty since November. It snaps a lengthy goalless drought for Colin Graff, his first goal in 14 games. Yeah, huge goal for the Barracuda. Really gave them life and really made it a game that was up for grabs heading into the third period. Barracuda outshot the Knights 14-11 in that second, and they got the only goal in the second period. But in the third, again, game up for grabs. 2-1 lead for the Knights. Momentum now in the favor of the visitors. But it was the Knights who would find a way to put the game out of reach. Up 2-1 at 6:07 after a giveaway at the offensive blue line, and the Knights would carry it back up the ice. An unfortunate sequence as the Barracuda gave it away because the linesman got in the way, and it ends up on the stick of Braden Bowman. And Bowman, with puck rolling and spinning on him, he was able to chip it off the crossbar and in and give the Knights a huge insurance goal. A collision right at the offensive blue, and that forces the turnover. Now Bowman trying to muscle it on net. He scores! Yeah, that made it 3-1, Henderson. They were not done. The goal at 6:07 for Henderson from Bowman. And then at 10:55, another defenseman chipping in, this time Dyson Mayo coming down the right side. Beats Georgi Romanov through the glove hand. And I think for Romanov, who had moments of really solid play in this game, probably one he wants back, and that really put the game out of reach. Dyson Mayo finding the back of the net in the third. Knights 4, Barracuda 1. They have been the better team so far this afternoon, as here's Mayo on the right side, shoots and scores. Beats Georgi Romanov left side, and the Knights have pushed their lead to 4-1. And Romanov, who's been pretty good in this game, that one just beat him flush. Yeah, that made it 4-1, really deflating moment for the Barracuda, but they would continue to push and continue to try to get back into the game, and they would do so as Daniil Gushchin from the point would hit one off the post and in. A beautiful shot, and the Barracuda once again were back within two. Bortolo up top for Gushchin, shooting, he scores! Off the post and in, Daniil Gushchin from downtown, as the Barracuda back on the board, and the deficit cut down to two. That made it 4-2 at the time, as the goal was scored by Daniil Gushchin. For Gushchin, his seventh of the season. Bortolo and Thompson pick up the assist. So the Barracuda, a little bit of life, although it was dwindling on them. Unfortunately, a minute and 8 seconds later, a miscue in the defensive zone. Puck ends up on the stick of Mitch McLean. He puts it home for his sixth of the year, and that was really the nail in the coffin for the Barracuda. 5 goals against in the game, most that Romanov has given up all year. 3 goals against in the third period. Ties for the most given up by the Barracuda in a period this season. Hickey and Uchaz pick up the assists on that McLean goal as the Knights pick up their third win of the year on home ice. They've won 2 of their last 3. We talked about it. This was going to be a tough game, second of a back-to-back. This Knights team much more talented than their record really indicates, and they find a way to pick up a win on home ice here this afternoon. Barracuda are now 3-1 against the Knights on the year. The final 4 games of this 8-game season series will all be played at Texas Arena, with the next meeting coming on January the 31st. Final shots 39-37 in favor of the Barracuda. Akira Schmid makes 37 stops in the win, third most saves he has made in a game this year. Losing goaltender Georgi Romanov, 32 saves on 37 shots. As Romanov, who came into the game playing pretty well, suffers a loss. He's now 6-5-1. And Schmid snaps a 3-game skid. He is now 4-12 on the season as the Knights pick up the victory. Both teams go 0-for-3 on the power play. Let's go over our 3 stars. The number 3 star, Vegas native Gage Quinney, 2 more assists for him. +1 rating, 1 shot on net. He is the number 3 star. Schmid, who I thought was the best player on the ice this afternoon, he is the number 2 star. 37 saves for him. And the number 1 star is Braden Bowman. He gets the game-winning goal off kind of a weird play. Barracuda turn it over at the blue line because the linesman's in the way. It's transitioned back up the ice, and a rolling, skipping puck is put off the crossbar and in for Bowman, who now has 4 goals in his last 5 games. He is the number 1 star. The rookie forward finishes with a goal, +1 rating, and 2 shots on net. So the Barracuda look to finish this road trip strong on Wednesday. New Year's Day, they will be in San Diego. Meanwhile, the Knights, they've got Ontario coming into town on Tuesday for New Year's Eve. Ontario, one of the hottest teams in the league, they are rolling right now, points in 7 straight, so it will certainly be a challenge for Henderson coming up on Tuesday here at home. But they're playing better. They have now won 2 of their last 3, and both wins coming against the top 2 teams in the AHL's Pacific Division. Game length this afternoon, 2 hours 22 minutes, 2,950 sod here at the Lees Family Forum. So the Barracuda back on the ice on Wednesday. We'll have pregame coverage from San Diego starting at 6:30 on the Sharks Audio Network, on AHL TV, on Flow Hockey, and at sjbarracuda.com/listen. We'd like to thank everybody who tuned in, whether you listened or you watched. We certainly do appreciate it, and we hope you join us again on Wednesday. But before then, we would like to wish everybody a safe and happy New Year, as we will not talk to you again until January the 1st. Until Wednesday, until 2025, I'm Nick Nolenberger signing off and reminding you of today's final score. Knights 5, Barracuda 2. Two wins until Wednesday. We'll say so long. Until next time. Ready.
This has been a presentation of San Jose Barracuda Hockey.